Christmas on the Equatorial South End doesn't arrive on Black Friday, 1 hour after Turkey Day is still undigested, the way it does the rest of Jingle Bell America. The urge to drive 40 miles to the nearest mall with a maxed out credit card doesn't compel us to hurry up the holiday that would only push us one step closer to bankruptcy, trying to buy the kids enough presents to hide the water basin under the tree. Ah, sure, it's swell to say every year that the holiday is really about the spirit of giving, that the true meaning is sharing and love and blah, blah, blah. But for a full month, the real meaning blasts across the airwaves, piles and drifts of glossy sale ads, whistles down the blacktop in a high decibel Muzak howl fever pitch to buy, buy, buy some more. Nothing new here. Nothing we haven't heard every year of our lives. Too much commercialism. Too much emphasis on materialism. Too much tinsel. Too little joy. Plug in the Blu-ray re-released high definition It's a Wonderful Life and watch it for the 50th time, only $29.95 on Amazon, or run down to Walmart at midnight on Thanksgiving with white Christmas spewing over the loudspeaker in a synthesized cadence determined by a shopper survey study group to enhance purchasing. Nah, you can have it. Down here we're going to hang the nettle wreath the day before Santa sets sail, string a few festive lights that won't stay up all year, and maybe invite a few neighbors in for a Yuletide nog spiked with something savory. We won't give too many gifts, you can bet your stockings hung with care, not in these hard economic times. But we'll help fill the food bank carts for those who need help this season way more than us. Like always, we'll drink a toast to another year with our loved ones, to peace on earth, to goodwill toward men, and women too. We probably won't watch It's a Wonderful Life, we'll just try to live it. And hey, all you Cyber Super Monday shoppers, a Merry Christmas to you too. Just not 365 days of the year, okay? Why,